I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You're very, adamant about a lot of stuff today.
Yeah. Well, I am.
Yeah.
Things amaze me.
Yeah. You want to tell them that one?
Nah, well, I don't know if we have time. Sure, I will.
Okay.
A few days ago. Now, Sean, you see, Sean's a big believer.
Okay.
You know he goes out squatching all the time looking for Bigfoot.
And this is going to make him torn because not only is he a big believer in aliens and UFOs and all that, but he is in love with Donald Trump.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so
yes, he is.
He's going to be very torn with this one.
Hey, Sean, are you familiar with a story that came out a couple of days ago that the president was asked about UFOs?
I was not aware of this.
Okay. All right. Now, you're a big believer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Little green man?
Oh, yeah. The truth is out there.
Spaceships, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
The president of the United States was asked about it just a couple of days ago, and he says, no, I do not believe. Don't you think that? See, that clears up a lot for me, because the presidents of the United States have been shown all this classified information. And if he doesn't, that means he's not seen anything that supports it.
What do you do now?
Yeah, how do you feel there, Bunky?
What do you do now?
What are you going to do now? Huh? Your man,
your man
does not believe the way you believe.
Well, you've done exactly what they wanted you to and bought right into it. See, the reality is they're not going to give the president any information on UFOs, and he will never know the truth because the president is a temporary position. And so they're not going to give temporary employees.
Sean, nobody lives forever. Every position is a temporary position.
The president is a temporary position. It's only an 8-year at the most. So they're not going to give him such high-level, important, earth-shattering information when he's just going to be a civilian in eight years.
Honestly,
he doesn't know anything, and that's his own personal choice, or he's diverting, which is what I believe.
I've been seeing so many UFO stories lately that I was starting to convert until I heard this.
Well, you should not buy into what you're hearing, fake news. I mean, the president knows the truth, and the truth is
they're
real.
I'd like to hear it from Obama, because he saw the same stuff.
All presidents see the information.
Right.
All
like, if Obama came out and said, hey, look, I saw that stuff, and there's nothing in there.
But wouldn't that convince you if you did? Okay? Any president convinces me.
Yeah.
For them to come out and say, because they can easily blow off. You don't have to answer the question. So when you answer the question, say, nah. It's just not there. I don't believe it. That tells me it's all just all made up.
No. I don't know, though. But can I just...
Yeah. UFOs, I mean, I believe in that because it's just unidentified. I just don't think those little green people are around here.
It's just those fighter jet pilots. What they saw. What did they see?
Well, they saw something they couldn't explain. That's all it is.
I know, but nobody could explain it.
Be a UFO.
Unidentified.
I just said
that.
I know. Yeah, I just said UFOs are out there, but
it can be contradicting yourself.
No, it means that you don't know what it is. It doesn't mean it's aliens. It doesn't mean
that. Not contradicting anything.
No. If it's a UFO, Sean, it doesn't mean that it's an alien. It just means you don't know what it is.
Right.
Well, then what is it?
Well, I mean, like a drone could be a UFO.
It's got to be an alien if we don't know what they are.
It could be a meteorite.
Because we can identify all the stuff that is man-made.
No, because a drone, like a drone, you don't know what it is. Maybe something just flew by just now. It was like, whoa, what was that? Because I don't know what it was, but maybe it was a drone, but I can't identify it. So what do I call it? A UFO.
Could be somebody shot out of a cannon.
But I didn't know.
Out of somebody's backyard.
So you just automatically
There's an explanation. There's an explanation.
You just label it UFO because...
That's the alien.
Thank you, Jamie.
No, not because it's an alien. It's because you don't know what it is.
I know. We don't know what it is because it's alien.
No, an alien you call an alien. A UFO you don't call an alien.
Well, aliens fly UFOs.
Why? How can I work with this?
You can't. You can't, Jamie. Don't even. Don't even. I'm just letting you know I was starting to move to your side.
Well.
And now I'm back to where I originally have been all along. I don't. Believing there's no aliens.
In fake news.
None.
Okay.
No.
Cool.
Just to go ahead and keep this party started. So, did you invite him over at 11?
Who?
Sean.
11?
Yeah. Remember what we talked about? You and I were going to do it at 11 because we're so excited about him. Schmadil?
No.
Oh, you didn't invite him?
Sean? No, I didn't invite Sean.
Oh.
But he can come. He wasn't in here. I actually forgot.
Oh,
look,
okay.
Schmadil's paintball is not like top priority for me. I've got some errands I got to run today, and I know he wants me to sit there and watch this stinking paintball game. And you know, if he were here, I'd probably be nicer about this, but he's not.
I thought we were having a big party.
We are going to get together and watch, but it's not like I want to. So don't expect me to be in a good mood, Jamie. Schmidl's, they're streaming the paintball today video.
He's invited all of us to watch. Oh, I'm sorry, it's at 11:20 a.m.
And he wants us to throw a party or gathering or somewhere that we can watch it, maybe on a laptop in a bar or something.
Right. Ooh. So he says it's at Go Sports Live. It's on our Facebook page. And he actually thinks...
He's in Philadelphia.
I think it's funny he thinks anybody would want to watch this.
I know. And he wants us to promote it.
I know.
We'll just promote it for him. If we promote it for him, does that mean we don't have to watch it?
Exactly.
Let's do that, okay?
But I just think it's funny that he put it up on our Facebook page and saying, hey, you guys, at 11:20 Mountain Time, one of my games will be on the free webcast. We're wearing light blue and black jerseys. I'm number 18.
I'm number 18. Oh, you know why he's 18?
Because he's the Peyton Manning.
He's the Peyton Manning of paintball, he says. He's serious about that he's the field general. And he chose 18 as his number.
It's just so funny. He thinks that we would have nothing better to do but watch his paintball tournament.
When you see those streams, you know, up in the left-hand corner, they have the number of viewers. I'll bet you it never gets above 2.
And it's just his mom and dad.
No, his mom's in the truck on the road.
She even
it's going to be his dad and his uncle.
I don't know. I just found that funny.
It's on our Facebook page. Or go there, BJ and Jamie Facebook page.
You know
and,
where I'm? Go ahead, sorry.
He'll give you the link if you want to watch.
You know what I'm doing today before I go to Live at 5?
What's that?
Greek Fest is this weekend.
Is it really?
Oh, have you ever had lavash?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't know her.
I'm looking for some good lavash.
What's her last name?
Smith.
Lavash Smith? No, I've never had her.
And isn't it like lavash, they catch it on fire and then they go, oompa! Is that the memory I'm having?
Greek to me.
Hey. No, like it's like cheese and like a weird like tortilla, you think?
You're talking, I don't lavash. Know. I come here from Baxter, Tennessee. We don't have Greek. We had a pizza place that claimed they were.
And then you go, oompa!
You could get a Greek salad. That's why. So they boasted that they were Greek.
Because they had a Greek salad.
Because they had a Greek salad.
Yummy.
It's the only Greek restaurant we had.
Anyway, the Greek Fest is going on this weekend. It's like super huge. By the way, you have every freaking person on the planet all fired up.
Good
about,
for them.
Oh, my God.
Good, good. I like to get emotions going.
Hey, you morons. Drones can't stop midair and change direction in an instant. Yes, they can.
Yeah, they can.
Yes,
we do not have that technology.
Have you? Okay, my nephew has a $4,000 drone. He literally can stop it in midair and it can go the other direction.
Bingo. Jamie
You're
wins.
You're talking a small drone. UFOs, these crafts that have been spotted.
My nephew's drone is this big. It's huge.
That drone that was just shot down by the U.S. was built. It cost $18 million. You telling me that they can't stop?
$100 million.
No, it was $18 million.
I heard it was $100 million.
Maybe
it was $300 million.
Maybe it was $500 million.
No, I heard it was over $100 million.
Maybe it was
$180 million. I'm leaving a zero off.
I think you are.
Yeah, am I?
Yeah.
All right, so $180 million drone and it can't stop and go again.
It can't fly like a UFO. It
yes,
can't
it
defy
can.
Gravity.
Yes, it can.
You can buy one at Sharper Image. Are they still around?
Yeah. This one says it's $200 million.
Right next to Circuit City.
Get out of here,
BJ. This one says it's $200 million.
I think it was $180 million. I think that's what I saw. Yeah. But you're right, Jamie. Absolutely, they can do it. So, Tixnado, up yours.
Wow, you even did the arm.
Yeah, up yours.
Why the arm?
I'm just telling you, it's Friday. I feel it.
Wow. Wow. Hey, what's going on with Crocs, you know, we could, Come As You Are campaign?
We could literally sit here and make a show just out of Tixnado.
We
just
should.
Just arguing with you.
You know what?
It's called the BJ and Jamie's Tixnado Show.
We should do that someday.
Yeah.
Like just
turn it into a podcast.
Just
we'll make millions.
Yes.
Just Tixnado podcast. You text us and we'll just fight with you.
Fighting with you. Man, they're fighting with you.
Are they really?
Oh,
I'm not watching.
Oh, my God. They're so mad at you, not thinking there's
aliens. Why are they mad at me?
Because you went back to thinking there were aliens, and now you don't think there's aliens. And like,
no, I never got converted. I was getting close.
Yeah.
But now I'm back. I'm back to where I was. Don't buy it.
Oh, somebody said it wasn't $180 million. It was $180 million and 99 cents. They're funny. I don't care who you are. You're a funny texter.
I don't have time for this.
I do. I love you.
I don't have time for this.
We have all the time.
Nope.
It's not Oompa. It's Opa. That's what somebody just told me. I'm saying it
really?
Wrong. Yeah. Opa.
Again.
You were thinking Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's fried cheese. Ooh. It's like flaming cheese.
Where is the festival?
It's in Greece.
It's the Denver Greek Festival. Where is it?
It's over there.
Where do you go? Where like, I don't even know where it's at.
I bet it's over in Denver.
Roughly Alameda and Colorado Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. I know that area.
You have to try lavash.
I'm not going.
Well, I mean, someday in your lifetime, put it in your bucket list. You're going to freak out. Do you like cheese?
Sure.
Do you like fried cheese?
No, I like Velveeta.
That's not even cheese.
It's closest thing to government cheese that I remember.
Lavash! Anyway, I think that's cheese. Oh, it's not even the right thing? Oh, crap.
I don't know. It's a thin, unleavened flatbread.
Well, then they put cheese on it. What's that?
That's a pita. That's a cheese pita. That's the Greek cheesy roll-up.
What am I thinking where they make... Look up flaming cheese.
Okay.
Ooh, that's my favorite gay
guy. I've had a quesadilla.
But there's they make...
That sounds to me like that's close, though.
Saganaki?
Yes!
All right.
Oh, that's... You gotta have Saganaki.
Saganaki.
You guys don't even know what you're talking
about.
Yes,
it's flaming
cheese. So why are you
cheese.
Giving me all these suggestions when you can't even get it right?
Because I've had it before, and it's and then they go, oompa, and they catch it on fire.
All
and it's
right.
Saganaki. Formerly right. known as fondue.
No.
It's a flaming fondue cheese pot.
No, they... There you go, tablet trash.
I've had fondue over the melting pot. It's delicious.
It is so good.
So you're telling me the melting pot is Greek? Is that what you're saying? See you at the festival, guys.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.